Blackstone Audio presents Anarchy and Old Dogs by Colin Cotterill. I would like to thank my dedicated team of readers, who I'm delighted to say have no hesitation in insulting me. Thanks to David, Lizzie, T, Kai, Kathy, Jeff, Tony, my lovely Jess, and the marvelous John Cotterill, a.k.a. Dad. A Note to a Blind Dentist. The post office box was 18 across, 12 down, and it had a loop of wool wound around the door so Dr. Boigu wouldn't miss it. He traced the keyhole with his left hand and inserted the key with his right. From inside the wooden chamber came the scent of bygone correspondence, of brown paper parcels and glue, of old parchment and secrets. His hand fell upon a thin envelope. He knew it would be there, and he knew what it contained, because only one other person was aware of the post office box address. He relocked the door, folded the envelope, and having put it in the inside pocket of his jacket, turned back in the direction of the exit. The Bureau de Poste was crowded. It always seemed to be so. He could hear the unruly scrum of ignorant villagers fighting their way to the counters. There were the sounds of pencils tapping urgent messages on postcards and the crinkle of the 30-kip wrapping service. On the far side of the room, people shouted loudly into the long-distance telephones, sharing their most intimate stories with half of Vientiane. It was all part of the hubbub of the city that Dr. Boigu disliked so much. If it hadn't been for the letters, he wouldn't have travelled there at all. It was his habit to get off the bus beside the morning market, cross over Cuvieng Avenue, collect his mail, and return on the same bus.